Kenny Blumenfeld is with me, not in his office, but in a stump in the woods. And yet he comes to us here at KTWH. Thanks for being here, Kenny.
Yes, I will talk to people of Two Harbors from just about anywhere.
As we have learned. And without your regular tools and resources, I'm curious what you can tell us. I think many of us have heard about the big warm-up this week. It's getting into the 50s. We've had, you know, pretty warm weather even this week, although not very cheerful, I got to say. It's been pretty overcast, spitting snow or rain most days. Still some leaves on the trees right next to the lake. Otherwise, everything's down, and we are decidedly into November.
Oh, yeah. It definitely feels like fall here, and you know, if you went up the shore earlier in the week, there was some heavy snow early in the week up in the Grand Marais area. So just one county off to your north, it was heavy, wet snow. It didn't really, it's not going to stick around. And that's about the best we could do recently. It's been cold, but only for where we've been. And, you know, really, and when you compare it with normal, most of the state over the last week has actually been above normal for temperatures, even though you've had some frosty nights, you've had some stiff winds. Yeah, and we're only going to go up from here. It looks like the next, I don't know, basically the next week, especially Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, those could be quite warm. I would not be surprised if some inland places hit about 60 degrees. I mean up in the Arrowhead. So right now the forecasts for the Two Harbors area are, you know, 55, 56 degrees during the middle of the week. But there are signs that this could be an even warmer air mass than what's being forecast. There are also signs that, you know, maybe the models are overdoing it. But there's at least a chance of a 60 degree temperature even in the Arrowhead of Minnesota in the coming week. And if you're going to southern Minnesota, it's all but guaranteed. It's going to be quite warm. I wouldn't even be surprised to see 70 down in like southwestern parts of the state.
Okay. Is this El Nino?
Well, we're getting there.
Oh, my.
we are getting there. The El Nino, you know, it takes a while for... The first thing that happens is you see it in the ocean, and it manifests as the equatorial Pacific waters getting much warmer than they would normally be. But this is a big, big system, this whole climate system, and it takes a while for something like much warmer ocean conditions to be reflected in the behavior of the atmosphere. There are some signs based on the last week or two of observations in the around the world that maybe El Nino's atmospheric response has begun, and we're starting to get into that El Nino pattern.
But it's not a given. So it is also just a warm November.
That is right. And it's interesting because some of our big El Ninos, they actually had kind of cold Novembers. You know, if you think of the 91, 92, the year with the Halloween blizzard,
yeah,
and then some, that was a strong El Nino. And we were really cold and snowy for that November before the heat engine turned on. And we've had similar things with other large El Nino events. So it's hard to say that this warm weather, even though mild conditions is something that you expect during El Nino, it is hard to say that these particular mild conditions are because of El Nino.
Okay. And as usual, you're probably hesitant to look beyond next week. Of course, you know, ski teams around the country are anxiously awaiting. Maybe
yeah,
they're just going to have to keep waiting.
Yeah, well, okay, so it does look like we get, you know, you got to remember these weather patterns, they're like little waves that ride through the atmosphere. They ride across the continent. And that wave is going to crest Wednesday or Thursday. So the warm air is going to peak and then start getting kind of beat down into the southern areas sometime, you know, in the mid later part of next week. And after that, there are signs, and this is kind of fleeting, but there are signs that we get one really good system that comes through with a real cold front, maybe drives the temperatures even lower than they've been, or at least turns the winds out to the northwest. But after that, it looks like we get back into the mild conditions. So we've got a it looks like if I were to guess, the next 2 weeks will be dominated by mild air, but we might have a break in there for a day or two.
Okay. And now it seems like they've also been saying, well, it might be warmer or wetter than usual, or it might be drier than usual. And it looks to me like it's setting up to be wetter. Is that true?
Yeah, we're getting pretty mixed signals from the long-term models right now, so it's kind of hard to know exactly which way this is going to go. We've been dominated by westerly flow. Our weather systems are coming out of the Pacific Northwest. Those don't tend to bring a lot of moisture with them. In fact, a lot of them have just been coming through dry. And I think the question is does our flow pattern get a little bit of a dip in it where it can reach down to the southwestern U.S. and then loop up towards us where it would be able to pull up some moisture from the Gulf? There's some signs of that happening, but it's not really clear. So what you're seeing in the long-range forecast is like it's looking dry up until maybe 7-8 days out, and then you see a chance for getting wetter than normal. But it's not a high chance, and that's just because there's a lot of spread in the guidance that forecasters use.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we had a question from a listener last week about the incredible storm that blew up the hurricane into Acapulco in Mexico. And again, I know you're sitting on a stump in the woods. You don't have your stuff with you. Just wondering if there's anything you want to say about that, you know, it was over a week ago now, but a tropical storm grew into a record-breaking city-splintering Category 5 monster with 165 miles per hour winds, much more than it had been forecast. Any comments?
Yeah. I mean, that was probably the biggest thing, is that the hurricane forecasts are actually really stable and have been for about the last 15, 20 years, meaning if a storm is going to intensify quickly, they usually can see it. Even if they miss the total magnitude, they usually can predict rapid intensification pretty well. And there was no guidance that covered this. So this storm just went turned into a bomb in a matter of hours. And, you know, the conditions were actually good. I think that meteorologists are going to learn a lot in retrospect about what they missed and what their models couldn't tell them. But ocean temperatures were very high and the winds aloft were very light, meaning that storm did have the opportunity to just sit and grow quickly. I think that, you know, part of this is going to be looked at from a climate change lens, where the ocean water is so warm and containing so much heat, even below the surface, that this thing just had an unusual supply of energy. And then in addition to just, you know, the forecasting lessons, which are, we really hope forecasters can see these sorts of things in the future.
Yeah, and I guess just like everyone else, you know, forecasters are still learning as we go. And I also think it can be kind of a distorted perspective. You know, you hear this one instance makes the news, but there are many times when forecasters do predict or they overpredict, and then we don't hear about those so much.
That is right. You always hear about the edges, right?
Right.
You hear about the slam dunks, and you'll hear about the the big misses.
The big misses, yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Kenny, for joining us from outside, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, always good talking to you. Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right. Bye-bye. Kenny Blumenfeld's Weather Tidbits.